Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. In this episode, we're continuing the Meet the Challenge series, and today I have with me the Max's grand champion, Brody Nottingham. Brody, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
Mate, I'm so excited to spend the next half an hour or so chatting to you about your experiences with the challenge. But mate, first tell me, you know, from recording this podcast, we're just a few days out from when we announced you as our grand champion. Tell me, how are you feeling right now?
Mate, it's sunk in, I think, now. Still pretty, it's a massive achievement. It's hard to get your head around that. I've just come first out of, I've been told around 600 something miles across Australia, but it's surreal. Surreal, exciting.
Well, Brody, you know that we have thousands of people start the challenge and you have beaten all of them to take out our first place. Now the winner, you know, of the challenge gets a holiday prize to the value of about $5,000. Have you thought about where you're going to go or what you're going to do on your holiday?
I've asked the kids. The kids are from Brisbane, so my kids have never been to Melbourne, so that's on the top of their list.
Okay.
It could possibly end up being Melbourne. That's where they want to go, so I'll look after them.
Mate, that's exciting. Well, hopefully you come down in our summertime where it's a little bit warmer than what it is right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, mate, now, listen, there's probably a lot of people listening to this who have seen your amazing transformation, which, you know, is putting me to a bit of shame. You look incredible, but I'm sure a lot of people don't know who Brody is. So do you want to start by telling us a little bit about yourself, you know, what you do, where you're from, and, you know, what a normal day looks like for Brody?
Okay, yep. Well, I'm born and bred in Brisbane, been here for 34 years now. And I've been married now for 10 years. Got two kids. I've got a boy, he's 14, girl, he's 12. I'm a sales rep for Noosa Beverages. Do that as a job. I've been, probably started my fitness journey in 2014. So it's 2014. I moved to Canberra for 1 year for my wife's postgraduate course. And that's where I pretty much started my health journey. I was very overweight. I was at around 135 kilos when I moved to Canberra.
How tall are you, Brody?
I'm 180 centimetres.
Yeah, okay.
So I was very, very obese and pretty much just needed it. I don't know if it was whole culture change, moving to Canberra, just getting away, different scenery. I just signed up at a gym one day and that's where my sort of fitness journey started. I got down by the time after a year, I probably got to about 90 kilos in that 1 year. So I lost quite a bit in that first year. Moved back to Brisbane, done one challenge in 2016 through another company sort of thing. And started to sort of creep my weight, crept back up to near 100 at the start of this challenge. That's pretty much, how I got onto this challenge and kickstart the journey again. It's put a fire in my belly now. So,
Mate, it's been amazing to have you on the challenge here. I want to talk about what was the tipping point to make you decide, like, that's it, I need to join the gym the first time. And then, you know, that's it, I need to join, you know, that first challenge you did. And then, you know, that third moment, say, that's it, I need to do the Max's challenge as well. So, do you have any significant moment in your life where you're like, that's the moment, you know, that I needed to change?
I don't know. 2014, when it started, I was struggling to walk. Walk and breathe, like my breathing. I just felt terrible. I was drinking a lot. I didn't know what I was doing food-wise. I mean, nutrition was terrible over the place. I would eat whatever I wanted pretty much. I might have just been, I had no friends around that I needed something to do in Canberra and that the gym was down the road. I just joined it. And that was pretty much why I started there. And then that started a love for fitness. Like, spent that whole year pretty much, I would say I was going 5 days a week to that gym and just learned proper movements, learned what cardio was working for me, I guess, back then. I didn't really know. I was just doing it, just something to do. And once you start seeing those results, so yeah, done well, come back to Brisbane, I didn't really start. I probably joined that next challenge just as because I was loving fitness. Mm. I said, oh, there's a challenge that's popped up. So I joined that one just to get better and just to try to learn more. Because the only learning I was doing was on YouTube. I was looking up YouTube athletes, if you call them, some of them that, but that's how I was getting my training and knowledge through that. So I'd done this challenge and I'd done pretty well in that challenge. I didn't do nothing like this challenge, obviously. But so that was 2016. And yeah, so my weight, I got down to probably about 85 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
And then started this challenge, I was creeping up. I was 98 kilos when I started. And I said, I was still going to gym, but I was just fluffing around. I wasn't really taking it serious. And
yeah,
I just seen the Facebook ad come up for Max. I was like, oh, wow, okay, hold on. Maybe I need to do this again to put a fire back in my belly, get that. And that's what it's done. Now I'm addicted. Like, I don't know what's changed, but for some reason, yeah, I turned obsessive over fitness, training, everything.
Yeah. Well, mate, I think your results really highlight that. Now, word on the grapevine is you've been training twice a day. How have you been able to train twice a day and then also work full time and balance out like a family life, having two kids and everything in between? Like, what's your big secret?
Motivation, just focus. Well, I'm very competitive. So yeah. When I start up this challenge, I thought, right, it's only 12 weeks. I'm giving it everything I've got. So I'd get up early. Well, 5 o'clock to some people isn't early, but to my usual routine it was. So I'd be up at 5, head to the gym. I'll just do 40, 45 minutes of fasted cardio, low intensity stuff, go to work, head back to the gym, do my weight session, come home, cook the kids' dinners, do my dinners. Because my wife's a midwife, so she does a lot of shift work. So she wasn't always home. She does a lot of 12-hour shifts here and there. And yeah, it was just mindset. Once you get going, I don't know how to explain it, but you're on the ball. Like, nothing was hard for me. Well, stuff did get hard, but I was that in the zone and that motivated to give everything I got. Getting up in the mornings, like, I was excited to get up in the mornings and go do my cardio. Like, something just flicked in my head and I was like, okay. And it's still like now. Like,
yeah, like my arm revision, right?
It's the girls, because I go to a little tiny gym at a PCYC, so everyone gets to know each other. And the girls at the front desk just flabbergasted. I'm still coming in twice a day now. The challenge is finished. So what are you doing, mate? The challenge is done. I said, girls, like I said, now this fasted cardio in the morning for me is therapy. Like, I cannot start my day without it. It just clears my head in the mornings, go to work. It's unreal. It's crazy. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, mate, I want to talk about some of the challenges that you might have faced within the challenge. Like, do you have any big challenge that you really had to overcome to, you know, complete and finish the Max's challenge?
Probably, like, we're just sort of talking about time management. My day was like nonstop, getting up, going to the gym in the morning, working the full day. Coming home, going to the gym again, then cooking the kids' dinners, whatnot, my dinners. You sort of didn't get a time to sit down. Luckily, I'm a sales rep, so I sit my ass in a car a lot of the day, driving around to stores, whatnot. So that's sort of my rest time. But time management, it wasn't a massive thing for me. Other than that, it's probably just your usual things like social events, going out, being a guy who did like a couple drinks on the weekends with his mates, watching the footy, whatnot. It wasn't hard. It was like, your mates are hard. Like, they're like, mate, it's only a 12-week challenge. You can have one beer. I said, boys, nah. It's only 12 weeks. If I can't have a beer in 12 weeks, I'm an addict. I'm like, if I can't do it, that's pathetic. That sort of mentality, that's what got me through it. And, yeah, it wasn't that hard. And we had a few social events. Like, the State of Origin was on the whole time. Mm. And my parents throw a big social, well, big event at their house for the State of Origin. Eat alcohol, you know what, but I'd turn up with me pre-prep dinner, sit there and eat. They're all smashing down pizza, drinking their grog, whatnot. But
yeah,
that was all right there. They were probably the only two really challenges I would say that I can think of now.
The time management and your mates.
Social events, going out, barbecues and that, where you sit and usually have a beer or two, but I just, they were like, you know, the boys are just.
That's it. I was going to say one of the biggest barriers to completing a fitness journey, not even a challenge, just a journey, is our social environment. And a lot of the times we have, you know, mates or family members and friends who, you know, are good-willed, but they, for some reason, decide to pull us down. You know, here you are trying to be this dandelion trying to peek through the top of the grass. And for some reason, our friends always just want to pull us back down. You know, maybe they're getting jealous that, you know, you're changing your life. Maybe there's another psychological question, not in the scope of this podcast here. But you know, do you have any advice that you would give to somebody who's listening to this and maybe they have friends who, you know, maybe roast them for not having a beer on the weekend because they're doing a challenge like this? You know, do you have any advice that you could give somebody to, you know, help them overcome that social pressure to, you know, having a drink or eating that pizza and making those poor food choices?
I'm not too sure. Well, like, what kind of advice to give other than...
It sounds like you were really strong with saying no to people.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't care what me mates think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Yeah, that doesn't worry me. They know... If it was serious enough to me that they hassle you for a couple, once you say no, they sort of back off and go, okay, he's actually serious about this, so you sort of back off.
Yeah. It sounded like you were really prepared for those situations as well, and you brought some prepared
food. Oh, yeah.
What was it like turning up to a party or a social event and you had your little container of food with you? What was that?
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually, some of the reactions I got.
Yeah.
But luckily, a lot of people knew I was doing it, so... Because a lot of our events are pre-known, like a week or two before, so everyone would be like, well, because my wife done the Maxines with me, so everyone sort of knew we were doing the challenge together, and we'd both, so if they were doing, usually they would go, oh, what do you want for dinner? We're like, nah, we won't be having what you're having. We'll bring our own. That's another thing. A lot of people think when you're doing these challenges, you're still not going to turn up to the events, but you still got to keep with your friends. A lot of people might just stay home and not go to these social events to avoid it, but we didn't. We still went to all these events with our own meals, around at waters and whatnot, and still you still got to socialize and whatnot.
Absolutely. Now, Brody, tell me, other than, of course, winning the whole challenge, have you had any big wins throughout the past 12 weeks?
You know what? I reckon my biggest win has been the nutrition.
Yeah.
I could have been, I'm probably one of those yo-yo dieters. I've tried different stuff in the past, like that keto diet, which got results, but it was never satisfying to me. And I was probably, my past diets, eating way less calories than what I should have been. So you're always feeling hungry. The nutrition plan you gave me was, first of all, it was simple. I'd done, like, pick me favorite breakfast, lunch, dinner, and stuck to it. And from weeks 1 to 4, then you choose your ones from weeks 4 to 8 and weeks 9 to 12. That's how I've done it, pretty simple. Like, I don't care. Like, the food was good. Like, man, I am obsessed with protein oats with blueberries or whatnot in it. It's unreal. I love that breakfast still. Yeah. It's so good. But yeah, it's probably biggest win nutrition. Now I know carbs aren't going to affect me. I used to think, oh, you eat carbs, you're going to get fat. You eat fruits, they're full of sugar. I was one of those guys that wouldn't eat fruits. I wouldn't eat bloody rice, potatoes, whatever. But yeah, I'm comfortable now knowing that I can maintain and build on this body eating me carbs now, especially around before and after your trainings. I've made a massive change to my body shape. Like, I was sculpting like in places I've never seen, like popping in shoulders and yeah. It just shows, yeah. So I reckon the nutrition, I am comfortable now for the rest of my life that I will never have a problem because I enjoyed the food. I really did. That's probably the biggest win for me.
Awesome. It sounds like you've really, you know, learned some quality principles around nutrition. Can you tell us, you know, where or how you learned these principles? Was it through the challenge or did you find some other resources online or some YouTube videos or some Instagram?
Yeah, I found some through the Facebook page and that. Some guys have been talking about nutrient timing and that and had linked a couple of articles here or there. And YouTube, I'll sit on my phone when I got a chance and just look at what any few guys that I'd follow would talk about.
Yeah.
Your carb timing. I didn't always have carbs in and around training. Most of the time I would, because that's just how my meal plans turn out, except for the last 4 weeks where the carbs were dropped pretty low. I didn't have too much at all. But YouTube is a great way to find information. There's plenty of podcasts too. That was another thing. My fasted cardio, I'd plug the earplugs in and just listen to a podcast about anything. You can look up fitness podcasts and there's a whole heap that turn up. Nutrition podcasts.
Do you have any favorites that you want to mention? Like any favorite YouTubers or podcasts that you found really insightful?
I honestly can't remember. I would just look up on Spotify nutrition podcast, and there was one. I can't even remember who they are. I couldn't tell you the names of them, but
yeah,
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, if you remember later, I'll put it in the comments on the podcast here. Now, tell me, Brody, now that you've, of course, won the challenge, where to from here? You know, what's your big long-term goal?
Well, obviously, it's to maintain and build on what I have achieved, get the rig looking better if I can, put on a bit more size. I'd still like to get a little bit more shredded, you know. I still think I might go down that path, see what I can get my body fat levels at. It's become a serious passion of mine now, so you never know what the future may bring. I might even think about doing an online course in nutrition, something like that. Obviously, spread the knowledge I've gained to others. Like, my Facebook blew up, after it went around on Facebook. My wife shared my transformation and whatnot, and my Facebook blew up. I had mates coming at me, wanting me to write up meal plans and just help them out, so... Yeah, I've got a few mates at the moment that are probably going to join the next Max's one, and I'll sort of help guide them through that. So we'll see where it leads. But yeah, you never know what the future holds, do you? I've definitely got a massive passion now for it. So
that's awesome. Are we seeing you in the September challenge as one of our ambassadors?
You are indeed. Definitely, for sure. Can't wait.
That's exciting. Well, I am looking forward to having you help me and the team, you know, help the challenges that are coming in September and sharing your knowledge that you've acquired and your tips and tricks and how you won the challenge to all these people that are coming into the September challenge. Now, Brody, just finally, we've given a lot of tips and tricks and advice. Do you have any other advice to people who, you know, are currently doing the challenge or are thinking about doing the challenge, or, you know, just people who are doing fitness and health things? You know, do you have any advice that you can offer somebody?
Yeah, I believe consistency and mindset are massive key components. You just got to turn up every day. Every day. Well, that's what I did. I would make every day something. I'll be doing something active. So they've just got to keep turning up, being consistent. Results don't come straight away. It's going to take, for me, I could tell I was losing body fat here because I didn't weigh myself till every 4 weeks. That's another thing too, guys. Get off the scales. Like, every 4 weeks is fine. You can get a general idea of how you're going, but get off the scales. And results come, around week 9, I really started to see body fat going, shaping me muscles. My abs were starting to show. So, yeah, you just keep turning up and the results will come. Yeah, that's a big thing that I've seen myself through mates that will start a transformation or a challenge or whatnot. Now, last 4 weeks, because I'm busting my ass for this and not seeing any results. Scales aren't moving. I'm like, mate, you just got to stick it out, trust the process, eat your foods, that will come. And yeah, like mindset's another big one too, where you got to get your mind right. Turn up. Like, the mind plays tricks massively on people. And you'll feel tired or lethargic and you'll feel like you don't want to go to gym. You get there. Most of the time for me, coming back for my second Arvo session, not all the time, but sometimes you just didn't feel like you're like, nah. But once you get there, you honestly end up having a bloody better workout than what you would other days. It's just that mind's telling you, think you're lethargic or you're tired, but you just got to get to the gym and then you're sweet. Yeah. You'll get through it. That's a big one for me. Oh, I really believe that you just got to stick to it. And results. People give up too easy when they're not seeing results in the scales or whatnot. But
yeah. So you're saying mindset, consistency, and you just got to turn up. Is that right?
You just got to get there. That's it.
You just got to turn up. Well, Brody.
Turn up.
Let's wrap it up there, bud. Thank you so much for donating your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing you as part of the challenge in the September challenge. And I'm sure that you are a motivation and an inspiration to guys all across Australia. Your transformation is incredible. And like I said earlier, you're putting me to shame and you're giving me motivation to train a little bit harder. So I want to thank you and I want to congratulate you for winning the Masters Challenge, Brody. Thank you so much. And I will catch you sometime soon.
Awesome, mate. Thanks for having me on, eh? And appreciate it. Thanks for everything you've done for me.
Oh, awesome. Anytime. It's going to be great from here. Bye now.
See you, mate.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.